Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. What a wild chase in Detroit overnight. Detroit police say a 23-year-old suspect logged on to Facebook Live and said he was hoping to get Detroit police to chase him while he was streaming live. The suspect was chased by the Macomb County Sheriff and Warren Police into Detroit, where the Ford F-150 collided with a Detroit police scout car. The whole ordeal lasted about 40 minutes. The suspect was eventually taken into custody. One officer taken to the hospital. It's not believed to be life-threatening. Charges expected today against several high school football players amid a serious hazing scandal. WWJ legal analyst Charlie Langton is live and local with the latest.
Yeah, here's what we know so far. It appears that three De La Salle players have been suspended, first of all, from De La Salle for hazing. Warren's Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer says that he is seeking criminal charges, I'm not sure exactly what the charges are, against those three students. We also know that Dwyer says that De La Salle fully cooperated with the investigation. There was no penetration during the assault, and that Dwyer and the Warren police interviewed 59 football players, 12 parents refused to be interviewed, or at least have their children interviewed, and four retained attorneys. A lot of facts that we don't know. The facts of the assault, for example, not known. Whether the victim was injured or how injured, we don't know about that. How much cooperation De La Salle actually gave the police, and when they knew about the incident, and whether or not there'll be any civil cases from this particular assault. There's probably a lot of other questions, too, and these are facts that we all want to know about.
And Charlie, as you know, some of the parents have refused to let their kids talk to police. As a defense attorney in your case, how do you feel about that?
Well, we always like cooperation when you can cooperate, but obviously these students potentially are looking at criminal charges, and one of the rights that we have is the right to remain silent. So, yeah, I would think that as a defense move, if you're just representing the students, do not talk, do not cooperate. You have a right to do that. Now, do you want to cooperate? Yes. And if you want to save yourself perhaps for some maybe serious charges or during the sentencing process, cooperation is always a good thing. But yeah, I understand the fact that people keep quiet, and that's legal. It's totally legal and probably advisable depending on the extent of the involvement you have. So I would say that's probably a good move in general, not for the cops, but for yourself.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer hopes that Republicans in Lansing will agree to restore some of her vetoed state service cuts. Those hopes have been dashed by the Senate GOP leader. Here's the latest from our Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubeck.
Yesterday morning, Governor Whitmer spoke in optimistic terms about finally getting a budget deal to restore budget cuts. But then, late yesterday afternoon, the Senate Republican leader said no. Was this the kind of political game that the governor was referring to in her earlier remarks?
The only question I think is, are there going to be some political games still being played? I hope not.
The governor could argue that Mike Shirkey, the Senate Republican leader, is now the reason why these cuts are not being restored.
Are you allergic to penicillin? 9 out of 10 Americans who think they have a penicillin allergy have either outgrown it or never even had it in the first place. Here's our health reporter, Dr. Deanna Lights.
It's important to get tested by an allergist to learn if you have a true penicillin allergy or an adverse reaction.
An allergic reaction happens only to a very small amount of people, and that causes such things as hives, anaphylaxis, throat swelling, difficulty breathing, where an adverse reaction is like, oh, this gives me diarrhea, this gives me a rash.
That's Dr. Jennifer Appleyard, an allergist with Ascension St. John Hospital in Detroit. If you find out you don't have an allergy, it's important to talk with your healthcare provider to get that changed in your chart so you'll be able to use penicillin antibiotics for future infections.
Are we getting more suspicious? Here's WWJ business editor Murray Feldman.
So who do you really trust in America? There's a new study from Pew Research that finds not many people trust many people. Among the most distrusted in America are members of Congress, followed by a journalist, Then comes technology leaders, religious leaders. Only 61% feel they can trust their police officers. The level of trust in the country is falling. Why? Most people feel unethical behavior is treated lightly. Lack of accountability.
If you like craft beer, you may want to make a trip to Traverse City over the next week for Traverse City Beer Week. Here's WWJ's Zach Clark.
Traverse City Tourism's Jenny Jenis says there are three namesake events during this week with the IPA Challenge.
You get to be the judge of who makes the best IPA in Traverse City. There's also the Flapjack and Flannel Festival, an unlikely pairing of pancakes and beer.
She says Traverse City is making some national lists for being a top craft beer town.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.